Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition! This is Paul Waldmiller, your host of Black Robe Regiment Radio and the news you can use. Welcome to another fine podcast, my friends. Thank you so very much for listening in today. Today is the 25th of November, 2019. My goodness, it is gobble gobble week, turkey week, Thanksgiving week here in the United States of America. And thank you not only to my American friends, but those that listen in from around the world. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Yep. Our neighbors to the north, in Canada, they already had their Thanksgiving Day last month in October. Well, it's America's turn in November. What are we thankful for today? Well, the Bible does tell us to rejoice and be glad in the Lord. He's made this day. Amen. He has made this day. Is there something you can be thankful for? There's always something to be thankful for. You're alive. Yeah, you can start with that. You may not be in the best health like myself. You may be unemployed like myself. You may not have any money or a car or a bank account like myself, but you are alive, and praise the Lord for that. God is good. Yep. He's here for you. You're able to listen, able to be encouraged. And, well, we're here to share the news you can use with a biblical perspective. And that's exactly what we are going to do today. After we talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. And by the way, before I forget, and I don't always get to mention this, and it's not really to toot my own horn, so to speak, but to also encourage you. I have a weekly column in the in a few of our local papers here in Southwest Florida, the Lehigh Acres Gazette and the Lakeland Gazette. Yeah, both online newspapers as well. And this week I'm writing about Thanksgiving. I already have my article ready this morning to submit for tomorrow. So, you know, you can go online if you're interested, and you can find those articles where I talk about, you know, gobble gobble. Not really gobble gobble turkeys, but I do talk about Thanksgiving and, you know, a little bit of history of Thanksgiving and, you know, over time, how things have changed here in America regarding Thanksgiving. So I just want to put that out there for you so that if you're interested, you can go ahead and visit that. A little bit of news from my good friend Dave Levine of KMET Radio. He asked me yesterday to make an appearance. I love Dave so much. He generally has me on his broadcast one time per month. You know, he's a law and order guy, much like myself, law and order guy. He has had on many of the angel moms, angel dads, angel spouses that maybe you've seen or heard on the radio, on TV. And he's had me on a whole bunch of times and some others. But anyways, December 18th, put that, write that down on your calendar, December 18th, 1 p.m. Eastern time. The plan is to have me on his program. So you can go online to listen and or watch that. Dave always gives links to A, listen, or to B, watch. And if you just go to KMET Radio, their website, you can click to listen or you can click to watch. And that's always good. You can see me. Last week, Dave had on another victim, American victim of one-sided immigration marriage fraud, Elena Lopez. She has been on the run, hiding from her perp for 10 years, a decade, and that's basically about the same amount of time as I have been. So it was good. And if you're interested in hearing Elena Lopez, who got to testify a few years ago, before the United States Senate Judiciary Committee on the renewal of Violence Against Women Act, which, by the way, is up again. It's being pushed through, and I do hope. But anyways, you can go online. C-SPAN has it. Dave shared it. You can find Elena Lopez's testimony before the Senate. You can find that online, and I want to strongly encourage you to do so. So anyways, I was talking about the Violence Against Women Act, which is in the very least, a unnecessary piece of legislation. It's not needed. It goes to helping and abetting liars, not saying that women are not abused, which some of them are. And shelters, we need women's shelters, absolutely. We need protective orders, absolutely. When the facts come in and shows proof of that and evidence of that. Did you know that homosexuals, including lesbians, have a much higher incidence of domestic violence than godly moral sexual relationships between a husband and a wife? Did you know that? Were you aware that lesbians abuse each other physically, mentally, emotionally, more than right-minded, godly, moral folks? Yep. So, you know, what part should Christians have in that? Well, it is our responsibility to take care of victims of crimes. It's not James Madison, and I know I'm repeating myself from times of past of other programs, other podcasts, but it's so true. He said that charity has no part in our government. Government has no part in charity. Not our tax money, nothing, nothing, nothing. Now, if there's law that's being broken, if someone abuses another, physically abuses another, well, then, you know, that's called a criminal act. That's called a criminal act. But the new Violence Against Women Act, folks, if you did not know, include much like the state of Minnesota, which says that if a female says, well, calls the police, I'm not comfortable around him, that's all that it takes to have a husband or boyfriend arrested. Hello. Hello. That should tell you something right there about how bad the Violence Against Women Act is. And this is the sort of thing that they want to put in. And with the loopholes that they have with these illegal aliens, we now have over 1 million illegal aliens here in the country, including my perp, that made false allegations of abuse, and they get to stay. They get special visas. They get special treatment. They get your tax money. You say, well, it doesn't affect me. If you pay taxes, it does. So my advice is for all of you to contact your United States senators. Every state has two. Contact them both and tell them, don't vote for the Violence Against Women Act renewal. Don't do it. If you do it, I'm going to be voting against you come next go around for voting. In fact, hopefully, Trump will win in 2020 and follow through on doing what he said in 2015-16 and just deport the 50 million illegals here and engage the militia mentioned in the Second Amendment, to go and arrest all the corrupt politicians, judges, lawyers, FBI, CIA, IG, every federal and state government official. That's what I hope Trump will do. He will say, okay, militias, go do your job. Amen. Sorry about that, folks. Had to get a sip of coffee. So that's what I mean. That's what it is needed, and it is the church's responsibility to rescue those that are perishing. That's what the Bible tells us to do. To defend the poor, to defend the widows and the orphans, to help them, to get justice. That's our job. It's not the government's job. It's the church's job. Which church? You talking about any old church? No, the Bible-believing church. So if you know judges, if you know lawyers, dirty judges, dirty cops, dirty anyone in government, whether they're voted in or placed in or whatever, they need to be physically removed from power by whatever means. Now, this is not asking or begging for a revolution. This is just doing what Thomas Jefferson wrote in our Declaration of Independence. We have the right to remove government officials or a government, an entire government, that is involved with interrupting, ruining, whatever, our God-given rights. All our rights come from the Creator, and the Creator is not a small letter C, it's a capital letter C, meaning God of the Bible, which almost all of our founding fathers believed in. Yeah, they all had, you know, many of them different Christian denominations. They may or may not believed in certain things, but they, you know, the vast majority of them believed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thomas Jefferson didn't go beyond that, but you know, the Bible does tell us we are responsible. The church, not the atheists, not the communists, not the socialists, not, you know, not secularists, not Hindus, not Muslims, but the Christians. It's our job. And unfortunately, much of the church has become just entirely involved in unbiblical things. And, you know, I'm sure we will get to some of that, hopefully, during some of this podcast. We, you know, should be able to get to some of that stuff. And but anyways, why don't we go ahead, take our first commercial break? Can we do that? Can we please take our first commercial break? We'll take our first commercial break, and as soon as we get back, I promise, as soon as we get back, we will dive right into the news we can all use with a biblical perspective. I promise. So let's pause and take that break right now. My friends, are you aware that you can advertise with us here at Black Rope Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. You can certainly advertise with us. We would love to hear from you. If you have a business organization and or a church, we would certainly love to hear from you. To find out our very cheap and reasonable rates to advertise with us here at Black Rope Regiment Radio and the news you can use, simply send me an email. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. That's paul@brrradio.com. I would like to inform you all now how you can advertise with us. We have several ways, actually. First way is obviously on air. We will give you up to 60 seconds to advertise with us here at Black Rope Regiment Radio. If you're happy with that, perhaps you would also care to advertise with us on our website. Our website address is blackroberegimentradio.com. BlackRobeRegimentRadio.com, where you can also see our store. We have a store available. I want to invite everyone to visit after the podcast, BlackRobeRegimentRadio.com. Check out our store where we sell novelty t-shirts, as well as my wonderful Bible study tool book is available. The title of that book is Dear God, Where is My Justice? And anyways, please purchase a few t-shirts. Christmas is coming. Purchase a few books. We'll get that out to you right away. Simply buy online at our website, at the store, those items, and we would appreciate your help on that. Again, if you wish to advertise with us, send me an email. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. Okay, now back to the news we can all use. first article up is from MSNBC.com, and believe me, folks, I don't read a lot of articles from MSNBC.com, but here we go. Embroiled in scandal, energy, Secretary Rick Perry resigns. There's a lot that's been going on with this whole issue. This is a little bit of an older article. It's like a week old, I get it, but I wanted to let everyone know how dirty Washington, D.C. is, and it's not just the Democrats, folks, it's the Republicans as well. Okay, next article. NewsTarget.com, homeschooling skyrockets as more parents get fed up with left-wing social engineering and violence in public schools. That continues to occur all around the country. Smart parents, intelligent parents, are doing the right thing. They're getting their kids entirely out of public schools. I would just say this, there's no real good reason to have your kids in public schools. I don't care how good you think your school is or you believe. You're not in the classrooms hearing the, even if they're just a little off, you don't want your kids exposed to demonic ideology. And that's what's happening in our schools. Okay, here's an interesting article you'll want to check out. It's from TheBL.com. Soros, George Soros gave millions to a group trying to pit Republicans against President Trump. Do you understand that this man is from Satan? Now you say, oh, Paul Waldmiller, come on. I am telling you, you know, the Bible tells us that is what the devil does. He divides, he destroys, he lies, he cheats, he steals. And you know what? There's always, there will always be, sadly, and even here in the United States, that will sell their soul or sell away their country for a certain amount. Satan will divide families, and that's what family law is all about. Family law is unconstitutional, A. B, it's demonic. It's demonic activity. Family law is a $100 billion, with a B as in boy, $1 billion per year industry. And that's what Satan does. He divides families. Feminists love it, and they're making money from your tax dollars doing it. That is very, very, very frightening. But unfortunately, the unfortunate part is, folks, that, this is where we're at in America. A lot of Americans just don't care, and they will take George Soros' money, and they're happy to do it. It's frightening. Next article. Excuse me. FoxNews.com, Buttigieg, Butt Boy Buttigieg proposes long-term care benefits for older Americans, protecting Social Security forever. Well, the problem with that is that eventually, because of all these extra programs with Social Security, such as federal Title IV funds, whether it's for legally kidnapping kids from families or through child support, that money's going to run out. And the whole design of Social Security, it's one big, huge bureaucracy. President Trump would be better to say, you know what? If you really want to have a retirement, we're not going to take, out of your taxes any more Social Security. It's going to be your responsibility to start saving in a government-sponsored or a private-sponsored IRA. That's the best way to do it. And you know what? Stop the insanity. Pick a year and just start doing it. You know, when Clinton was president, he raised the retirement age from 65 to 67, which really makes me upset, because I could, instead of retiring in a few years, I got to retire a little bit later. It shouldn't be that way, but that's where we're at. CNSnews.com, Bachman on Muslim migration. Yes, a little bit older, but this is a planned invasion. Yes, let's talk about Islam. Let's talk about how Americans are not awake, how they're just not doing anything. The church, and I've mentioned this before several times on past podcasts, if the church, the Christian church, was doing its job, we wouldn't have any Muslims here, because they'd all be converting to Christianity, to Jesus Christ. Amen. So we are being invaded. Illegal alien crimes report.com. Jamaican national wanted for child sexual assault caught in North Carolina. Every day, folks, every day we have issues with illegal aliens, those that shouldn't be here in this country, every single day. It shouldn't be that way, folks, but that is where this country is at. ABCnews.go.com, Chinese infant flesh capsules seized. Yes, they're putting babies, disintegrated babies, aborted babies, and drying them out and putting them in pills. Yep, that's where we are at in America. Yep. Okay, let's see. Next article we're going to get to here, if we can get to it quickly. Here we go. ToddStarnes.com, Michigan School District to only serve Muslim-approved meat. There you go, folks. Another reason to get your kids out of public schools. Yep. Okay, AlabamaReporter.com, more. Judge Roy Moore says the Democratic Party, quote, does not represent the conservative values of Alabama. Thank you, Judge Roy Moore, who, by the way, I am still supporting for the United States Senate in Alabama. Kings.com, Seattle's proposed 2020 budget includes mobile bathroom facilities. What the heck you say? What the heck you say? Well, things are really bad along the West Coast. New York City is bad. Yeah, New York City is bad. But you know what? California, Washington, Oregon are just completely a mess. TheFederalist.com. Biden, Joe Biden, hero who stopped Texas shooter, was wrong to have a gun. Yeah, Biden is wrong on everything. Biden is wrong on everything. There's nothing that he's correct on. Nothing. Okay, let's see. What do we have here next? Okay, this one is from EUtimes.net. Gang of 100 Africans storm cinema in UK with machetes, attacking everyone, even cops. So, is it a good idea to allow Muslims in your country? No, it is not. I don't understand the thought process of liberals and many Democrats. I don't understand it. Why would you invite invaders? People who want to hurt and kill you, rape your children and your wife and kill you, why would you allow them or want them in your country? That's insane. That's insane thinking. People who think like that should be locked away. I'm serious. But welcome to modern America. No Jesus, no peace. How crazy is it out there? Well, look at this article from MSN.com. Inside the bloody cartel war for Mexico's multi-billion dollar avocado industry. Did I say heroin? No. Did I say marijuana? No. Did I talk about drugs? No. Avocado industry. Hello. Hello, folks. Avocados. Cartels are killing each other over freaking avocados. How bad is that? That's bad. That's unbelievable. Well, in today's America, or today's world, I should say, not Not so. That's not so. WashingtonExaminer.com. Conservative group cuts ties with Michelle Malkin over support for Holocaust denier. Looks like Michelle Malkin stepped in it this time. Generally, she's pretty good, but looks like that some things are going down that, you know, maybe she needs to rethink some of her beliefs. Moving along to LifeSiteNews.com. Toronto calls preaching to homosexuals hate activity, evicts Christians from city facility. Yep. You think America's bad? Canada is worse. There have been pastors and Christians that have been arrested in Canada for hate crimes, alleged hate crimes, for preaching the gospel truth. Yep. That's unfortunately, folks, that's a reality. It's coming, and if you don't think that it's not coming to America, you're wrong. Here's an interesting article now from the NewYorkPost.com. FedEx delivery robots invade New York City streets. Yep. So, you know, seeing all those bicycles, you know, with errand people, skinny people on bicycles to run errands. Those are quickly fading away. Now we have FedEx robots. And isn't it Amazon? I believe Amazon is still testing their drone delivery program. Yeah, we're getting into the age of AI. So robots are in, folks. Robots are in, and unfortunately, that's gonna put people out of work. Here's another article from the NewYorkPost.com. When the villain is Obama, not Trump, news suddenly becomes not worth reporting. Yeah, well, that's our media. That's our American media. And you say, well, not Fox News or OANN. Oh, yeah, even they got it. Now, One American News Network is not as bad as Fox News. But Fox News, listen, they have their fair share of liberals, of liars, of truth deniers. They have their fair share. Yeah, they have people like Tucker Carlson, but even Tucker Carlson isn't even a 100% truth teller, folks. If he was, he'd be making enemies not just of Democrats. He'd be making a lot of enemies with Republicans as well, because we have a lot of Republicans, especially in our federal government, that are crooked and corrupted just as much as the Democrats. But we don't hear about them, except on maybe MSNBC or CNN, so, you know, maybe there, but they just don't tell the truth, period. So, I mean, they're not getting us the truth at all. Okay, moving along, if I can here. This is from, you know, I'm going to bypass that particular article. This is a ongoing story. You're probably going to want to see this. The Washington Standard, thewashingtonstandard.com. Islamic takeover in Michigan. Thousands of Shia Muslims mark in Rashida Tlaib's district. That's a little bit of an older article. And, you know, the point hopefully is well taken, because I've mentioned Muslims. I try to have a very round and informative news cycle here for you, or a news report for you. So hopefully the point is taken. Alrighty. And this is a new article, site. TheNewAmerican.com. Here we go. TheNewAmerican.com. Facebook denies shadow banning, receives patent for shadow banning. I've been shadow banned on Facebook now for a year or so. I was badly shadow banned, still am somewhat on Twitter. If, you know, I'm on Parler a lot. Parler. I'm on Parler a lot, where, you know, free speech is still free for now. I don't know how much longer it'll be free, but, you know, Gab, there's not a lot of people on Gab anymore as much as there used to be since that shooting, what, a year and a half, 2 years ago. So anyway, yeah, Facebook, I'm making arrangements. People are closing up their accounts. You might want to do that too. Yeah, they're shadow banning for sure. This week, and I haven't mentioned it yet, but I guess I'll do that now before we take our next commercial break. Thanksgiving break for the Democrats and the House side of the House side of our Congress. They're taking Thanksgiving break, and but they're talking about four articles of impeachment being written solely by the Democrats against President Trump. They're talking also about the Senate. Sometime in December or perhaps in January, they will have begin the trial, a trial of President Trump for impeachment for alleged high crimes and misdemeanors, which didn't happen, but it's going to go through, folks. I firmly believe it. It's a shame. That's where we're at in America. Okay, we need to take another commercial break. How about that? Let's do that. And I promise after our commercial break right now, we'll be right back. My friends, were you aware that you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. You can certainly advertise with us. We would love to hear from you if you wish to advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio. And the news you can use. Simply contact me to find out our very cheap and reasonable rates. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. That's paul@brrradio.com. You can advertise with us several ways. First way, obviously, is on air. We'll give you up to 60 seconds to advertise with us. You can also advertise with us on our website. Our website address is blackroberegimentradio.com, blackroberegimentradio.com. Please don't visit that website quite yet. Wait until after the podcast. And, yeah, check it out. Check out our store. We have wonderful items. We hope that you'll purchase our novelty t-shirts as well as my book for sale there. They make wonderful Christmas items, Christmas gift items. So please order one or two of each and make someone happy as well. Support our wonderful podcast here. Okay, now back to the news we can all use. Okay, folks, back with more news that we can all use. You know, it's gonna be one of those, not a slow news day. it's not gonna be a slow news day today, but you know, everything's gonna basically be regurgitated. So this is I knew this was gonna happen. You know, I knew this was gonna happen. So we will probably just be here today and tomorrow for our podcast, and then, you know, take the rest of the week off, because by Wednesday, I mean, unless they're, you know, Wednesday, I could, you know, have a program if something happens very early Wednesday or Tuesday night, something that needs to go out. You know, we can do a podcast, but, you know, probably nothing major is going to occur that, you know, we need to really share. As far as the news you can use on Wednesday. So we'll take Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off, and Lord willing, we will be back a week from today. But I'm here today. Today's Monday, and I should be back tomorrow. But I'm just letting you know that we'll probably take Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off this week. Well, you can enjoy your time with your family, Lord willing, right? Right. Well, Fox News is reporting this headline, No Way Out, Liz Peaks suddenly dithering Democrats paying impeachment price with swing state voters. Amazingly, President Trump's approval rating in swing states that the Democrats are are hoping to grab whoever the Democratic Party nominee for president is going to be, whether it's Elizabeth Warren, I believe that's who it's going to be, maybe not, or Joe Biden or whoever, they're losing traction. They are losing traction because of the Democratic Party, the idiots that chose to go down this road with impeachment. Just very stupid, stupid Democratic Party folks. Anyways, here's an interesting article. This one, also from Fox News. Night out goes wrong. Fatal shooting followed friends' evening of movie drinks, police say. You know what, folks? The reason I read this article, I want to strongly encourage you by asking you a few, you know, by asking a few questions. What are you doing with your time? Now, it used to be years ago, you know, going out for dinner, having a good time, you know, that was all fine and dandy. Most people were safe. There weren't stabbings and killings. But my friends, just going outside of your house, even not even having to go outside of your house, we have home invasions, carjackings, murders, rapes, all sorts of violent crime rates are up. They are up. And why are they up? Because we do not have Jesus at the center of our nation, our community, our families. People have just decided to discard Jesus. And I mentioned this last week, Friday, and I think it's a good saying. It's not the first time I've said it, but it's worth repeating. Jesus is the glue. When you don't have glue holding things together, they fall apart. Isn't that true? Do you, any woodworkers out there? How about particle board? Any of you know what particle board is? You've probably seen it when you go to the hardware store. Particles of wood that are all smushed together with glue, and they make like a board out of it, you know, like a 4 foot by a 6 foot or 7 foot piece of plywood. But it's called particle board, and all these little chips of wood are held together by glue. They are glued together. That's how they stay together. And what would happen with all these chips of wood without the glue? They would fall apart. Well, that's what's happening in not only across America, but all across the West. Because every nation has kicked Jesus out. Look at Europe. Europe is overrun by invaders, Muslim invaders. And Canada is run over with invaders. Mexico is invaded with cartels, murderers, rapists. Look at the United States. 9/11 was a warning to America. God allowed it as, he didn't cause it, but he allowed it as a warning. And unfortunately, many Americans did not heed the warning. Going to this particular article so you don't feel left out regarding this Florida woman arrested after friend's night out takes deadly turn. I'll just get to that quickly. A Florida woman was arrested in connection with a deadly shooting Saturday that followed a group outing for a movie and drinks, according to reports. So, but this stuff, the point is, it's sad. Yes, it's sad that someone stabbed, hurt, killed, I mean, and probably an innocent person. There's a death. Someone's going to go to prison and or get electrocuted, you know, for that crime. But that's where we're at, folks. That is where we are at. We need Jesus in this country like we've never needed him before. Amen? Amen. Moving along to another article from the state of Florida. It's not that I'm picking on Florida today. No. I'm not picking on Florida. But here's from myfloridalaw.com. Alimony reform advocates poised to strike again in 2020. PIX11.com. Brooklyn families without water day after massive water main break. So what else is going on in New York City. FreeBeacon.com. Trump flips another federal court to conservative control. Okay, next article. This is from OhioCleveland.com. Death of HH office official. Daniel Best is ruled a suicide. Folks, if you don't have to work for the government, don't stay out of working for government. It's just bad news to work for the government. Unless you need to be working in the government and you can't find anything else, stay out of working for the government. It's you'll find yourself just not a happy camper. And there's just a lot of bad and corrupt things that go on in our government. Too often we see folks that are willing to sell their soul. Going to One America News Network. Here's some news. Defense Secretary asked for resignation of Navy Secretary over handling of Gallagher case. When you work for President Trump, it's probably a good idea just to shut up and do your job. How's that for advice? Yeah. Hey, let's take our last commercial break now, and we'll finish up when we come back. Don't go away. My friends, were you aware that you can advertise with us here at Black Rope Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. You can advertise with us either on our website and or on air. To find out how and our reasonable rates, contact me. Send me an email to the following. Paul@BRRradio.com. That's Paul@BRRradio.com. Now, back to the news we can all use. Okay, folks, it's time for us to say goodbye. It's that time already, but before I go, I want to ask you a few things. Please, don't forget to share this podcast with other folks. Share, let them know that we're here. We're here to get and help with getting the news we can all use. Absolutely. Also, need to ask, do you know Jesus of the Bible as your Lord and Savior? If you don't, take 15, 20 minutes or so and read John chapter 3. Yes, go to John chapter 3. You know, Mark, Luke, Matthew. Go to John chapter 3. And you read the words of Jesus. You find out what Jesus said. The most important decision you'll ever make in your life. You need Jesus, my friends. Without him, we can achieve nothing good. Amen? Amen. Okay, friends, have a wonderful day. God bless you. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.